Highlands crisis deepens. What about outreach? A clubfoot ministry celebrates its anniversary in India, and God is at work growing His church in China. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The Thai government dismissed proposed peace talks aimed at ending a deadly 9-week crisis with anti-government protesters. Patrick Klein of Vision Beyond Borders says the unrest hasn't had much of an impact on their team working in the cross-border areas.
You have a team that's in Laos right now, and they haven't seemed to be affected by it very much. So it's very centrally located in the tourist area where the 5-star hotels are in the really nice shopping mall.
However, in speaking to a Thai believer, the worst may be yet to come.
He thinks that there'll be some destabilization for a while. There may even be maybe even a civil war, but he thinks that eventually it will settle back down because people in Thailand really want freedom and they want democracy.
What will happen with evangelism as turmoil increases?
What I've learned over the years is you can't stop doing the work of the Lord just because there's opposition or there's government problems. We may have to change our strategies a little bit, but we still have to keep getting the gospel out. And we were actively sharing the gospel with people, and people were open.
Next, Christians were disrupted during their Sunday morning services when 50 anti-Christians stormed into the church. According to Gospel for Asia, the invaders attacked the believers, ransacked the building, grabbed songbooks and Bibles, and then kidnapped the pastor. Extremists beat the GFA-supported pastor and took him to jail. After believers pleaded with police, saying the pastor was falsely accused, he was finally released. Your support of GFA will help sponsor a pastor like this one, who isn't ashamed of the gospel. You're listening to Mission Network News. More than 35,000 kids are born with clubfoot yearly in India. While easily treatable, many can't afford it or aren't even aware of a cure. Wanting to change that, Cure International started a non-surgical treatment program in Delhi. Cure's Santosh George says they've treated over 800 kids so far.
Until we began this program, there was no clubfoot program in Delhi. Most of the children who are born with clubfoot are neglected.
Neglected and without mobility, education isn't an option.
If the child is not treated, then their entire life is ruined.
With government help, they're restoring hope with no cost to the patient.
This is actually a new model that is emerging because in India, unless we work with the government, it will be very difficult to reach out to all these children.
Since treatment is in government hospitals, they can't openly share Christ during a patient's visit. But Cure hopes opportunities will arise in the relationships formed.
We want prayers so that these counselors are successful in maintaining this relationship with these families and presenting gospel.
Meanwhile, for the last 30 years, outreach in rural China has flourished. WorldServe Ministries' Tom Henry says the opposite was true in urban areas.
The door was sort of closed in the city. People are materialistic. They're not interested in spiritual things.
But in the last couple of years, Christ sparked an interest for many. Henry believes this is because
as more and more people migrate to the cities, more Christians migrate to the cities, and they've been spreading the gospel, as well as I think there's become a new openness among folks in all strata in the urban area.
Among them, intellectuals, business professionals, and students. So, while an integral part of World Service still church plants, they've also started ministries geared specifically to reach these groups. Ultimately, they want new Christians to show China
to be a Christian in China is not a threat. It's probably the best thing for the country.
Go to our website to see how you can join this movement. And Iran has a high number of internet users for a Middle Eastern country of its size. Despite restrictions, about 48% of the population regularly uses the internet. That compares to 21% in Egypt. Sat7 Pars, Christian satellite television for the Farsi-speaking world, unveiled their new website. It features samples of Sat7 programming, a complete Bible in Farsi that users can read or download, a place where basic questions about the faith are answered, and much more. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. How's your prayer life? Open Doors USA is making available the free booklet called Prayer, The Real Battle, where you'll learn practical biblical lessons about true effectiveness of prayer from those who suffer persecution for following Jesus. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.